In today's Murli, Baba spoke about Man Mana Bhava. And anyhow, this is the theme for the whole double foreigner season this year. So the very first thing about the Man Mana Bhava is, how do you define the Man Mana Bhava? Because in today's Murli, Baba was saying that such and such children are unable to remain Man Mana Bhava. So the very first question arises in mind, what do you mean by saying the Man Mana Bhava? It is a Sanskrit word which comes in the Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And the simple meaning of this word is that God says, be united with me. Be focused on me. Focus your mind on me. Connect with me. Fix your mind to me. Bring your mind to me. In other words, we can say that God is saying, gift your mind to me. Because once you gift your mind to God or Baba, it no longer belongs to you. This is what we say, Baba, whatever belongs to me, it is actually yours. This is how we have been given the teachings, that everything you say, this is mine, now you transform it. This is my house? No, this is Baba's house. This is my car? No, this is Baba's car. Everything belongs to me. So not only the physical things, but even the subtle part. Because the very first day we come to Brahma Kumaris, the very first lesson that we are given is that you, spiritual lesson. You can be given the tension free and this and that, that is a different thing. But when you have the very first spiritual lesson, in that we are taught that we are not the bodies, but inside the body there is a living being, and that is soul, and that soul has got three faculties. One of those is mind. What are the three faculties of the soul? Mind, intellect and sanskar. Mind is the thinking faculty. We can also say mind is the seat of feelings. And that Baba says, give it to me. Focus it on me. So when I'm going to focus my mind to Baba, what will happen? What will happen? Huh? From what? No, see, when I'm going to focus my mind on Baba, what Baba has, it will come to me. See, suppose I have two glasses, one glass here, one glass here. This is half filled and this is quarter filled. Now I am connecting this two glasses with a connector. So the water from which glass will go to which glass? From the glass which is more filled or which is less filled? Which is more filled, from that water will go to the glass which is less filled. So definitely, when I'm going to focus my mind to Baba, who is Baba? His ocean in each and every virtue and each and every power. Whereas I, the soul, am only the embodiment. And because I'm embodiment, further, I have come down from my supreme abode to this world drama stage, and using that soul battery, and it is getting discharged. So when I connect my mind, I focus my mind to Baba, the very first thing that is going to happen, I am going to get filled. because he is more filled, because he is the ocean, and I am the less filled because I am the embodiment only. Further, I have depleted lot of energy being in this world drama stage. So the very first benefit is that I become charged. And then the question arises, why it is necessary to charge myself? Why it is necessary to get my glass of the soul fulfilled? Why? What is the need of that? What is the need of charging the mobile battery? Why do you charge your mobile battery? Yeah, because mobile has got so many facilities, so many apps. For every small thing, there is one app. Whether you have to purchase online, whether you have to book online, whether you have to listen music, where you have to watch the video, you have to chat with something, with someone, whether you have to talk to someone. For every single task, they have developed an app. And all these apps, all these facilities are available at one click. Just you click once and the facility is available. Service is available. Provided, battery is charged. But once the battery becomes discharged, no matter how many clicks you are making, not a single app is going to function. Not even function. You can't even see them. Everything gets disappeared from the screen. And you just keep on clicking. But nothing is going to happen. You may break the glass of the mobile. But not any facility will be available. So we can understand the importance of charging. And the second thing, how do I come to know that my mobile battery is getting discharged? How do I come to know? You are using the mobile. When you come to know that this mobile battery is getting discharged, one is just by seeing, having look. But without having a look, you are talking to someone. There are three signs. Suppose you are talking to someone and that time if you feel that it is becoming hot, especially in the area where the battery is, you come to know, oh, my battery is getting discharged. And the second thing what you are telling, that because battery is getting discharged, so what is happening, catching the signal is becoming low. So signal becomes down and therefore volume also becomes down. Signal becomes weak, volume becomes down. So, but you are still keeping talking. You are still talking to the other person. So in such case, what is going to happen? Whatever you are talking to the other person is not understanding properly what you are talking to that person. And what the other person is talking to you, you are not able to understand properly, and as a result, misunderstanding gets developed, and after certain time, disconnection. These three things happens when the mobile battery is about to discharge. And now, because we have created misunderstanding, then what will happen? Again we have to try to make those things right. Again you have to waste your time in those things. Isn't that? Making first wrong and then trying to make it right. How much energy you are putting in that? And it's not, I can say it is not necessary that you are successful in making the things right once again. Because one thing which has established in others' mind, it is not easier to remove that one. And same thing is happening with us. That was the example of the physical battery, but in case of soul battery is also happening the same. For small things during our interaction with the people, we become hot. We get hurt. We become tensed. We become worried. Isn't that true? So that is the indication that mobile battery, the soul battery, is getting discharged. But still we are having interaction. And therefore what we are seeing nowadays, between two people, every two people in their interaction, very often you can listen these words, "Why don't you understand me?" And the other person will also say, "Why don't you understand me?" And the misunderstanding gets created. And the day comes, this misunderstanding becomes more and more and more. And the one day comes, we get disconnected. We don't even want to see the face of each other. And then we say, life is very tough. Then we become alone. We feel loneliness. And that becomes a cause for being depressed. Because why we came here from the Supreme Abode in this world drama? Just to have the interaction. Whatever is here in the soul, just to express that and enjoy the life. Now there is nobody to express and enjoy. So that is the importance of charging the battery. So once I understand the importance of charging the battery, I can understand the importance of being the Manmanabhava. Why it is necessary to focus the mind on God. To concentrate on God. Why to gift Him, my mind as gift to Him. Once I gifted Him, it will be no longer belongs to me. So I will not have the ownership. And then I will also not have the doership. He will be the real doer. He will be the real owner. And when I make myself away from the doership and the ownership, that will help me remain free from the results of the action. Otherwise what happens? Whenever I am performing any action, result may be good or bad. But accordingly, my state will change. But what Baba says, you need to be free from whether you are getting the honor or dishonor. Whether you are being defeated or you are becoming victorious. Whether you are being defamed or you are being praised. Whether you are in profit or you are in loss, you should maintain your stage. That is what is after being Manmanabhava, what I have to do? I have to become Madhyaji Bhava. Means, I have to reach my destination. What is my destination? Why we have come to Baba? To charge our battery. And what is the purpose of charging battery? Because Baba says, in this Kali Yuga, in the Iron Age, we have become ordinary men and women. But who are the deities? They are also the men and women. But they are full of divinity. They are full of purity. We can compare the with the battery again, they are full charged battery and we are the discharged battery. So whenever you have the battery and it is discharged, so what is the purpose of charging? To make it full charged. So why we need to be in Manmanabhava stage? So that we can reach our perfection, reach our completion. So now, after understanding what is Manmanabhava and why it is needed, Now the question comes, how to fulfill that? How to focus my mind on Baba? First I understood the importance of that, meaning of that. And now, how to do that? And there, to do that practical, Baba has given us the code of conduct right from the Amrit Vela till the end of the day. The moment I open the eyes till I close my eyes. So very first Srimad that Baba has given, that when you get up Amrit Vela, what should be your first thought? Say good morning to Baba. This is how to do the Manmana Bhava. What I am doing, the very first thought I am having, Baba, good morning. Means immediately after getting up, my mind gets connected to Baba. If I am not getting connected to Baba, what will happen? Suppose battery is discharged and I am not trying to get it charged. What will happen? Already we have seen. So because mind cannot see it in one place, it needs someone to get connected. That is the tendency of mind. So if I am not connecting to Baba, if I am not focusing to Baba, it will get focused or connected to somewhere else, to someone else. And so, to whomever mind will get connected or focused, that thing, that feelings, that thought will get transferred to me. That is the power of connection. That is the power of connection. It is just like when you listen the radio, even the FM frequency you have to use for translation. If the translation is being provided at 105, but you have tuned at 106, will you be able to receive the translation? You will be receiving something else, and that might be disturbing you more. Without listening that, you are in a peaceful state, but listening something which is of not use, you get more disturbed. And that is why it is necessary to tune to the proper frequency. So the Baba being the ocean of love, ocean of purity, ocean of bliss, ocean of happiness, ocean of knowledge, he is ocean in everything. And this is what we need in our life. Why we are making so much efforts in this world? What is the ultimate aim? Right from the beginning of the day till the end of the day, we are putting so much efforts, and that's why we say, sister, we don't have time for such things. For mundane things we are busy throughout the day. But what is the purpose at the end of the day, after keeping myself busy in the mundane things? What I want to achieve? The love, the peace, the bliss, the happiness, the power. But the method is wrong. So even after keeping myself busy in the mundane things, thinking that after that I will receive this, we are not able to receive that. Because these are the virtues, these are the powers. This is not something physical that you can get from some physical things. And therefore, Baba says, Manmana Bhava, during the whole day. It is not just sitting at Amrit Vela for half an hour or 45 minutes and again in the Numaisham, that is the evening hours, and that is Manmana Bhava. No. Manmana Bhava should be a lifestyle. Everything I am doing, my mind should get connected to Baba and receive the signal for performing that action, whichever I am doing. So when Baba will give the signal, it will be right. Even if it is not right, you know, many a times in the Murli Baba says, if you have to follow the Brahma Baba also, but even if you find that Brahma Baba has done mistake, but Baba Shiva Baba is responsible, he will make it right. So we remain free from what the ultimate result is going to come after this action, because before starting this task, before starting doing this action, I have got the signal from my father, who is the benevolent. He is the remover of sorrow and giver of happiness. So whatever direction he is going to give me, that will be in my benefit. So that much faith I should have. So that is, unless I follow the Srimad, having the stage of Manmanabhava is not possible. So to maintain the stage of the Manmanabhava, I need to follow Baba Srimad. And in order to follow the Baba Srimad, I need to be regular student of Baba's Murli. Because from where I will get the Baba Srimad? It is only through the Murli. Whether it is a Sakar Murli or it is Avyaktavani. Baba is giving his Srimad through Murli. Even I have to get up early in the morning for Amrit Vela, that is also Srimad in the Murli. So I need to study well the Murli. That is why today Baba said, who are not able to maintain or remain in the Manmanabhava stage, those children whose intellects are trapped in someone or other, whose intellects are locked, who don't study well, they cannot remain in Manmanabhava stage. So the very first thing is that I need to study very well. No matter how much I am busy in worldly roles and responsibilities, I need to extract some time for the study of Murli. From that only I am going to receive Baba's directions. And once I am doing anything on the basis of Baba's direction, then afterwards whatever result is going to come, I am not afraid of that. Even I am not becoming going to the egoistic for that. You know, sometimes the result can be very good. In my favor, I get glory, I am getting praised. So there are chances to be egoistic. And sometimes the result is not in my favor, so that time there are the chances to be low. My self-esteem becomes low. So Baba says, neither go up, neither go down, just be in the self-respect. And that will only be maintained when I am connected to Him. And furthermore, why I have to remain connected to Him? Because it is not only that this time whatever I am doing, that result will get affected, but already from the copper age, we have created so many sins by doing the things remaining in body consciousness. So that burden is also on the soul. So in order to clean that also, I need the power from Him. Unless I connect to Him, unless I focus my mind to Him, I am not going to catch that power, receive that power which cleanses the soul. That power only is going to absolve my sins. Just like in case of mobile, unless I charge it. See, when the mobile gets discharged, not a single app is going to work. But it doesn't mean that the apps also has got lost. It is there. Apps are there. But why they are not functioning? Why they are not working? Why they are not appearing in the screen, because for being appeared or for being in the functioning way, they require a supply of the power, but that they are not receiving. In the same way, Baba says all the qualities, the powers that we need, the bliss, love, happiness, it is in me. Why it is in me? Because that is my original nature. But because mobile, the soul battery has discharged, even though they are there, those folders of the virtues are there, but they are not functioning. Because see, even in computer, if you have to open any folder, at least you have to click over it. And in order to click over it, you need to start the computer first. This computer should receive the power. Even with the help of you have the mouse, if you have to click over it, but the mouse is not connected, how can you can click over it, and how can it will open, and how can you use it? So similarly, peace is the original nature of the soul. Bliss is the original nature of the soul. Happiness, love, power, all these are the original nature of the soul. But even though they are the original nature, for the functioning of that, we need the power supply to them. We need to supply the power. But because my power has reduced, those folders, those files are not receiving the power and they are not functioning. And ultimately, we are deprived of that. And so, because we don't know that they are inside me, they are with me, then I start looking here and there. And so I waste my time in the external world, thinking that by doing this, by doing that, by doing having the interaction with this person, having the contact with that person, I will achieve what I want. And this is why Baba says, no matter. You know, sometimes question arises. Baba, I have to do so many things. How can I remain all the time you only? And you know, sometimes people say, the naughty children, Baba, you are so selfish. Every time you say, you remember me alone, why not two others? But there is a reason behind that. Because when you get connected to others, your battery is getting discharged. But when you are connected to Baba, battery is getting charged. And once the battery is charged, apps are already there. You can click over any apps and it will be at the service. So that is the importance of being connected with the Baba, concentrating your mind on the Baba, bringing your mind to Baba, fixing your mind to Baba, dedicating your mind to Baba, so that one single word, Man Mana Bhava, it is the essence of my Brahmin life. If I am not Man Mana Bhava, definitely Maya will pull me. And then I will be trapped in Maya's web. And once I will get trapped in Maya's web, then it will be very difficult to come out of that web. Because just like the spider, he creates the web and then he finishes himself in that web. So I will be also lost in that. And because I am lost in Maya's web, in Maya's trap, how can I do the service of Baba? And when I am not doing the service of Baba, means I am not helping the Baba, means I am not being obedient to Baba, means I am disconnected to Baba. So I don't claim the inheritance from Baba. And this is the only time, the confluence age is the only time where I can inherit whatever Baba has. See, we remember the Father, the God, from copperage onwards. But even then, because that method was not the accurate one, because we remembered Him through words, singing His praise only, but not knowing actually who He is. And therefore we, in real sense, we didn't get connect to Him, and therefore there was no flow of the energy. So from the copper age, we have been remembering Him through the words, through the actions, performing some action in the name of God, isn't it? And using my money in the name of the God's activities, I was doing that. See, in Hindi, we say, tan, man, dhan. Tan means body, man means mind, and dhan means wealth. So Baba says, man, mana, bhava. He never says, tan, mana, bhava. He never says, dhan, mana, bhava. But we did that from the copper age. We did that. So that method was not accurate. And because the method was not accurate, because who is to be going to be purified? First the mind, first the soul. It has to be purified. If the mind is not pure, how come body is going to be pure? How the wealth is going to be pure? How the food that I'm eating is going to be pure? So that is the importance of Man Mana Bhava. Once I connect to Baba, then that energy, I can make that energy flow in my different tasks. Even for the body sickness. What is the body sickness? Why when the battery is discharged, we fall sick more and more? Why? Because actually for the proper functioning of the body, the different systems in the body, whether it is digestive system, whether it is respiratory system, whether it is nervous system, each system requires the flow of energy from the soul. But soul itself is deprived of energy. Not only deprived of energy, over there are layers of the sins that we have created right from the Dwapar, right from the copper age. So when I connect with Baba, the very first thing is that way, the sins, the layer of the sins, the layer of the body consciousness, that breaks first. And then the path for the energy to come, flow in the body, starts. And then body starts receiving that energy, and each body part, each system of the body functions properly. And next, because soul is in the, where it is situated? In the brain, between the hypothalamus and pituitary gland. There is the seat of the soul. So if soul is not receiving the power from God, how can it will radiate? Once it will receive, who is the very closer to the soul? The brain. And so when I am in Manmana Bhava stage, I am connected to Baba, so whatever power I am receiving from Baba, it first is accepted by the brain. And then brain start functioning properly. Why nowadays people are so depressed? Because brain is not receiving the right type of energy and also not the right amount of energy. Because soul has become depleted. So, the very first brain is going to receive the proper energy. Brain will work properly, and once the brain works properly, then the whole body will work properly, because each and every part of the body is connected to the brain. So brain is working properly, then each and every part will receive the proper energy and they will start working properly. And this is how Man Mana Bhava makes me to enjoy health also. Not only mental health, physical health. And also, if I am here full of the positive energy that I am receiving from Baba, then I will radiate in the atmosphere also. And also, whoever is coming in my contact, whoever I am living with, I am having the relation, so I will send that energy to those people also. So even if there is misunderstanding that has been created when the soul battery is discharged, now there are chances to remove that misunderstanding, and that because of misunderstanding we became far away from each other. Now because I am sending the proper vibration to the other person, because that person also has that folder of the love and peace and bliss, but because there was no supply of the energy, that folder was kept closed. But now I am sending the energy. It is just like, you know, there are many apps in my mobile, and the mobile you have, there are also many apps, but you don't know how to use it. So I will say, okay, show me your mobile, I will click over it. The same way, other person is not in knowledge, he is not knowing what is soul and what are the qualities, and they are in the form of the folders in my soul. So let me send that energy and click over the folder in the other soul. So when I am clicking the other soul's folder by sending that proper energy, that will open. And then slowly and slowly, the two persons who were far away because of misunderstanding, they will come closer. And this is how the Manmana Bhava stage makes my relationships smoother, which has gone spoiled. That also I can make the corrected one, the proper one. I can have once again the harmony which I have lost in the relationship, but I can bring back the harmony in my relationships and also the atmosphere. Because energy never keeps quiet. What is the nature of the energy? Just like the nature of the water, keeps flowing. So this energy also keeps vibrating. Keeps vibrating. So where it will go? The whole universe. So the very close atmosphere where I am living, I will start feeling, oh, when I come into this room, I feel peaceful. This is how we say when we go to Baba's room, oh, I enjoy the peaceful meeting with Baba. Because that room is filled with those vibrations, and as soon as I enter that room, I start feeling that. And once I start feeling that, so in that peaceful stage, I am trying once again to establish the connection. And that connection becomes very easy. This is how all the bhikkhus say, when we come to Madhuban, we don't have to remember Baba, but it's always in our remembrance. So this is the actual meaning of the Manmana Bhava, that there should not be discontinuity. So this is how Baba says, whatever you are doing right from the Amrit Vela till the end of the day, you have to remember me. Then the question arises, I have to do so many things. How come I only remember you? But then there is one example that we can do two things at the same moment. When you are driving, when you start learning the driving, that time you focus your mind completely on learning and all which you have to handle there only. You don't listen anything. You don't, if someone is giving you some toffee or chocolate, you don't want that also. But once you develop the faith, confidence, yes, now I can manage. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 5 day, and you are now habitual of that. And now after 10 days, 15 days, what happens? What happens after that? You are driving your car, you are eating the chocolate, you are talking to the other person, you are listening to the song. Then who is listening? Who is driving? You are eating, you are listening. Who is driving? It is the sanskar. So this way we have to create this habit. In the beginning, I have to pay attention. Every time, this is how Baba says, whatever you are going to start, first remember. This is the what, whenever we start a class, whenever we meet somebody else, we say, Om Shanti. What is that Om Shanti? I connect to myself first and remember Baba also, and I remind other also, you are also peaceful soul. So every work I am doing, even the mother, the child, he has got small child and the child keeps on crying and what not. But how the mother manages, he has to do the work of the all the houseworks she has to do, and she has to look after the child. How she manages? She works, and again a thought comes, oh, let me see what my child is doing. Similarly, whatever I am doing, just this is how the traffic control system we have started. Whatever you are doing, just stop for a moment, go inside, connect to yourself, connect to Baba, receive the power and let that power flow in the work. And when you feel, oh, now I am feeling little bit depleted, again get connected, and that will make you help maintain that man manabhava stage. And if not, then Baba says Maya will swallow you in the raw form. Maya will swallow you in the raw form. So as soon as I get up in the Amrit Vela, when we get up in the Amrit Vela and we to have the collective meditation, we gather at some place, whether it is meditation room, history, wherever, we gather at some place, and then what we say, oh, we are going for the yoga, we say like that. And after 40 or 45 minutes, whatever is the time duration, we get up from that and we say, oh, Amrit Vela is over, yoga is finished. What does it mean? Before and after that, we were not in yoga, na? We were not in yoga. And this is what Baba is drawing our attention, that you should maintain this man manabhava stage throughout the 24 hours. Hours, not only sitting for half an hour and so I had a very good yoga. That is not man manabhava stage. That is only for that time being, but not the whole life style. So when we say, oh, I am maintaining the chart of 8 hours and 3 hours and 4 hours, and that is especially people are focusing on the sitting meditation. But no, I have to go beyond that. That is also required. But after the sitting, having the sitting meditation, I need to pay attention that even while involving myself in my roles and responsibilities, how much I am connecting to God. Because when I am performing my roles and responsibilities, if I am not connected to Him, then minus will arise. I will forget that this belongs to Him. I will think that, oh, this is mine work. But once I have gifted to Him, how can I say this is mine? Even my mind is not mine, how can I say? So that dualship, that ownership will again and again emerge. That this is my house, this is my property. But when you have this, my property and my house and my, then you will develop the attachment with the worldly things. And the more attachment you have with the worldly things, more detached you are with your own self. More detached you are with the Baba. And who is going to decide whether I am going to detach from this body easily or not. This is my attitude only throughout the life, because one day I have to leave the body. I have to shed the body. And what Baba says, as are your final thoughts. Your final thoughts is going to lead your destination. But the final thought, the basis of the final thought is what I thought throughout the lifetime. And that, if that whole life I thought, this is mine, this is my belonging, this is my possession, what will happen at the time when I am shedding the body? That thoughts will come again. So what will be my destination? So what is my destination actually? Baba has come to change us from human beings, ordinary human beings, into deities. He has come to change the hell into heaven. He has come to change the shells into diamonds. He has come to change thorns into flowers. He has changed the world full of vices into world free of vices, viceless world. So that is my destination actually. And how the vices get generated? It is because of body consciousness only. So if my mind is not connected to Him, I cannot connect to Him if I am not connected to me. And that is what the Man Mana Bhava, in other words, is maintaining soul conscious stage and then the God conscious stage. Unless you are in the soul conscious stage, you cannot maintain the God conscious stage. We tried right from the copper age, but that was not the accurate method. And this is how we continue to get depleted. And as a result, what happened? More and more negativity. See, in case of mobile battery also the same thing. The more battery is discharged, more harmful radiation it radiates, which is very harmful to even, see, if the mobile battery is getting discharged and even we are talking, people are giving the warnings, don't use it. It can blast also. And even if it is not blasting, it is affecting your inner parts, the brain, everything. So same is happening with us. The more depletion of the battery, the soul battery, more negativity. And then people ask the question, I don't want to have the negativity. I understand that I should have the positivity. But why this negativity is coming to me? I don't like this, but why it is coming? People say, I don't want to have the negative thoughts for this and that one. But out of my desire, I am not desiring it, but it is compelling me. Those thoughts are coming to me. So, to get rid of that, I should know where is the root cause. Even if I have a temperature, and suppose seeing the temperature, I took crocine. And as a result, temperature came down, became normal. And I thought, oh, now I am fever free. There is no more fever, okay? But after 2 days and 3 days, again the temperature raised up. And then I thought, maybe I didn't have the full course of the crocine. And because of that, it has come again, relapsed again. Okay, let me take, this time I will take the full course. And then I took the full course. And again my temperature becomes normal. But after 1 week, again my temperature rises. Now connect to Baba.
Shiv Pita ko ab yaad karo, Mukti Dham tumhe jana hai. Apne sukarmo ke bal par hi Satyug mein tumko aana hai. पिता को अब याद करो पिता फिर से आया है। विकराल विनाश खड़ा आगे सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें जाना है।
सो वी वर just having a look why we have the negativities, where is the root cause. So I was just giving the example of the, suppose I have the temperature and I took Crocin and temperature become normal, but after 2 days again temperature raised and I thought maybe because I haven't taken the full course of the medicine and this is why it has relapsed. Okay, let me take this time the full course. And I did that. So my temperature again became normal. But after 1 week, again there is fever. And then I think, what is happening to me? This time I definitely should see the doctor. And I go to doctor and I relate everything. And the very first thing he says, go for this test, go for that test. Why? He wants to know what is the cause behind that. Simply seeing the symptom that body is temperature is high, that is not enough. So we must know where is the root cause for any problem. So nowadays people are saying, they accept, yes, I know that I have so many negative thoughts, but why? I don't like, even then why they are emerging? The root cause is because battery is discharged. Root cause is that. In case of mobile battery also same thing. In the beginning when the battery is full charged, you can enjoy using the mobile, no harm. But slowly and slowly when it discharges, in the beginning the discharging rate is very slow. But after 50%, discharging rate becomes more, and the more and more it discharges, more and more harmful radiation it starts. So whenever inside the question arises, why the negative thoughts are coming to me, even though I don't want, I know I have received Baba's knowledge, I want to put that into practice, but why am I not able to do that? Why this negativity is coming again and again? The reason is battery is discharged. So it needs to be connected to the powerhouse. So let me bring my battery at least to that level that it should not radiate harmful radiation, means it should not create negativity. So many importance of this single word, man, mana, bhava. So in essence, this is the essence of Gita also. And so if my battery is not charged, I will not even able to focus on studying also. And that is why simply listening and listening and listening the knowledge and classes is not enough to bring transformation in the life. That is only understanding that yes, I didn't think that I am the soul, now I came to know. But now to make that soul battery powerful, I need to be connected Him in a proper way. And then only I will get charged. So man-mana-bhava means that only. So every time, because soul has been depleted right from the copper age, not from the copper age, the Baba says the moment you descend down from the supreme abode, descending stage starts. It is only the confluence age where you enjoy the ascending stage. So confluence age itself is like a gift. And in that gift, we have got this gift of man, mana, bhava. So, how do we use the gift that we receive from somebody with love? Even though it is very cheap, suppose somebody has given me a pen, 10 rupees cost, but with love, I will have the respect for that pen. But even somebody has given me diamond, but not with love, not with good feelings, what I will do? So this is the gift Baba has given us. So man-mana-bhava also means that when you are simply having connection is also not enough. What is the underline? Underline is that you have to connect with Him in a loving way. So if you are connecting Him in a loving way, then there are hardly, you know, when we say, I try to connect to Him, but many times I blank. I am not able to connect Him. The reason is that there is no love. Because Baba says, where there is love, there is no labor. And many times what we say, oh, I am not able to connect to Him. I am not able to enjoy the good meditation. How many of you feel that I am satisfied with the quality of yoga I do? We have to struggle, na? And that is where we have to just underline, just check why we have to struggle. If I have the love for Baba, there is no need for the struggling. If I am struggling to have the connection, to have the establish my connection with Him, it means there is lack of love. So single word, but it involves so many factors. Why it is needed? So loving, we have to remember Him with love. So if you have the love for someone, it is difficult to forget them. And if you don't have the love for someone, it is difficult to remember that one. Isn't it true? Yeah. So now I have to ask myself, why I forget Baba? It means I don't have the love. So I had to ask myself, and then I had to answer myself, and then I had to give the direction myself. Mind, you should not go this way, you should not go this way, you should go this way, just like you guide the small child. Child, you should not go there, you should not go there. You just be with me wherever I take you, you follow me. The same thing Baba is saying. Why he is saying connect to me? Only remember me. When you are connected to me, when you remember me, I am always with you. And when I am always with you, I will guide always you. And when I am your guide, you will reach definitely to your destination. Means you will become the perfect human being. You will become the full charged battery. And once you become the perfect, because now we are Brahmin and we are going to become first angel. So before becoming perfect being, I am going to become angel. And what is the duty of angel? Take or give. To give and give and give. And what is the nature of the God? He also gives and gives. He gives and gives and gives and forgives. And we people? Get and get and get and forget. So this is why we need to maintain the Manmana Bhava stage, so that I also become like my father. Just like my father is giving and giving and giving and forgiving for every small mistake I commit. He is forgiving me, he is loving me, he is giving me support. Okay child, this time you did, next time you just give the attention. Same way, so when I connect the same properties, same qualities, I can also develop. And Baba says, it is not the task of me alone to change this world. I need the help of you children. So if I am not Manmana Bhava, how can I become his right hand? How can I say I am the God's helper? I cannot be the God's helper. I cannot be the his right hand. And then how can I claim the much more inheritance from him? So we need to become angel, means we need to become like father. Because in the golden age, it is not the Shiva Baba who is going to come. It is we people who are going to come. So we need to make efforts. We simply being with Baba, suppose it is just like, you know, people carry the power bank with them. Nowadays, to charge the battery, the mobile, because people are using the mobile battery, they carry the power bank. But simply having the power bank is enough, or you need to connect to? Connect. If you have a lot more bank balance but not single money in the pocket, what is the use of having those? So simply saying, oh, I belong to God, it is not enough. Simply saying, I belong to God, he is giving everyday knowledge, that is not enough. I need to be connected, means when I am connected, his energy in my pocket. And when it is in my pocket, I can use it. I can use it. If everything is in my bank, I cannot, even though I can say I am millionaire, but I can't even purchase the thing which costs 10 rupees or 20 rupees, because it is not in my pocket. So Baba is there definitely, he is the ocean for everything, but unless I connect to him, how that property will come to me? And if it is not coming to me, how can I use it? So simply having power bank is not enough. Connecting, focusing, dedicating, concentrating, having the communion, that is more and more important. And so this one word is enough to understand the whole aspect of the knowledge. Man, Mana, Bhava. So let us sit in Man, Mana, Bhava stage. Definitely we are talking about him. We are in Man, Mana, Bhava stage. Now, more concentrated and pulling the power from him.